So, Steve-o, what does the Governor General do? That's today's question.
Well, it's one of the things that I've said before is that the Governor General primarily exists to ensure that Parliament continues to operate.
Yeah, and that part of it, I kind of understand the, and I think most people do that the Governor General is like the head of state, technically, because they represent the Queen. But what do they actually do?
Well, there's a combination of things. So it has a ceremonial role, representing Canada outside and beyond partisan politics. And so while the Prime Minister is the head of government, they're never able to escape, the oppositional nature of politics in a democracy. And so the Prime Minister is never able to not be a partisan. And so the Governor General existing independently of these elections and having no policy role is kind of better suited to being this ceremonial figurehead. So,
Okay. Yeah, okay.
yeah, I mean, I guess the question that comes out of this is why we would need such a figure in Canadian politics, particularly because we think democracy is so important,
Yeah.
And I guess the simple answer is that democracy isn't the only thing that we value in this country.
What do you
So,
mean by that? Like, 'cause we does that mean we value monarchies?
well, it's not quite that. So, compare it to something like the United States, where their founders deliberately constructed a political system that would hamper democracy. Like it's not so much that they thought democracy by the people was bad, but they were worried that the whims of people were too easily swayed by mood and circumstances. And so they weren't going to take care and thoughtfulness in constructing laws. And so the people would change their minds too quickly. And the whole reason that this was a problem is that they worried that minority opinions in a pure democracy would always be subject to the decisions of the majority without any sort of recourse.
Yeah, and if I know anything about this at all, is that's why the Senate was so important.
Exactly. In fact, both in Canada and the US, that's one of the reasons why the Senate was so significant. Now, in Canada, our founders didn't particularly set out for a government of the people. The United States came about as a result of revolution against the tyranny of Britain, obviously.
Yeah.
Canada was more comfortable with its ties to the empire. And so while the authority of American government flows upward towards the government, the authority of Canadian government flows from the sovereign crown down. And so democracy, as it became to flourish in Canada, it grew into the Canadian system as opposed to becoming a part of it. And so the country was increasingly at odds with itself, And so it's never been the case that we were going to radically alter the structure of our government, especially to an American style system, because of, how proud we are of being not American.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the legitimacy of our government is in question when an unelected figure is the final signature on all our legislation and has control over summoning and dissolving parliament. And so the conflict in Canada is how do we ensure that our democracy doesn't turn into this tyranny of the majority without massively reforming our governmental system?
And the answer to that is the Governor General.
Yeah. So think back to our question on does whoever win the most seats win the election?
Okay.
Imagine if the answer to who won the election was in the hands of the prime minister. Or imagine if an outgoing prime minister decided to appoint 20 senators right before they left after they lost an election, right? Situations where there are conflicts between the rules and powers of government are exactly why the governor general is important for the healthy functioning of our democracy. Because we don't have a system of checks and balances. We have the governor general as this sort of neutral arbiter that exists as a symbolic figure most of the time. And so most of the governor general's duties are to give out awards, to go to ribbon cutting ceremonies, to to meet with ambassadors, that sort of stuff. And it's all symbolic. And it's all so that in moments of crisis, when the Constitution itself is in question, the Governor General can step up and decide how best to proceed without being motivated by holding on to power or policy goals. And so it has this really symbolic role that is absolutely necessary for kind of developing this enduring love of Canada that is needed to ensure they'll make the best decisions for the stability of the country.
Oh, okay. So to sum up, what I think you're saying is that the Governor General doesn't really do anything, but by doing nothing except existing, it is doing everything.
That works for me.
I'm glad we figured that out.